heartland.com.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and we're talking City of Manhattan this morning on the program. Here with City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Pro Temp and City Commissioner Mike Dodson. In the first segment, we talked a little bit about the ice, about the road crews, everybody doing a pretty good job keeping everybody safe this morning, and we also talked about Manhattan Regional Airport. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Dave, you got something?
We do have an update. The Sunset Zoo, you familiar with that?
I am, yes.
Yeah, they have decided to close to the public.
That's probably
today.
A good deal for them. That's
there's a lot of...
Use a lot of salt on those sidewalks.
I can imagine so, but they have decided to close to the public today.
And a reminder, all those delays and closings are on our website, newsradiokman.com. Also, check us out on Twitter, 1350KMAN. As well. And we're talking about tonight's city commission meeting and that first segment, talking again about the Manhattan Regional Airport, going to be the big item of discussion when it looking at the parking lot situations there and fixing a lot of that. And we're talking over the break just about those fees. If you do have fees and parking fees, $3 to $5 a day compared to other places in the country. I lived in Chicago for a brief time. $3 to $5 a day, that's a steal in a lot of places in the country.
It is. Well, we asked the staff, because this was a question last time, we asked the staff to take a look at surrounding airports and some airports that might be similar in size to Manhattan. So you go to Kansas City, it's $7.50, and then at Wichita, it's $8 and up. And most of that parking is across the street. You know, they built a new facility across from the new terminal. So a lot of other local kind of airports or regional kind of airports have done funding in various ways. Some have done it like we're proposing, and some have done it by raising property taxes or sales taxes in order to pay for the parking. So I think by and large, there are several schemes you can use. And I think for us, people who are doing drop-offs, that'll work out just fine. I mean, basically you have that at any airport where if you want to drop somebody off, it's free. You come in and you might want to have a 30 or 45 minute window in there and then exit, and there'll be no charge for that. And there'll be different portions of the parking, and maybe people who go in and out of the airport quite frequently will get a reduced rate. We just haven't quite figured that out yet.
Right, and again, just proposed right now, and this will be discussed tonight. We do have a phone call. Caller, you are on In Focus. Go ahead.
Thank you. I've been reading in the paper recently that the money for a renovation of the Douglas Center, it comes in the form of a loan to the city. I thought earlier it had been referred to as a grant. Could you clarify that for me, please?
Sure. So it's technically a loan, but we're using grant funds that we get through the Community Development Block Grant Program. So we generally get about $600,000 a year. We're at a community development block grant entitlement community, and so what the staff and the commission have planned to do is take about a little more than half of those funds that we get, so $300,000+ annually, and pledge that towards repayment of this loan program that also is from the Department of Housing and Development through this program. So it's a loan. We're utilizing the grant funds or a portion of the grant funds we get to repay that note off. So it's kind of both, and from a technical perspective. But the risk is if the feds ever do away with the CDBG program, then it's an obligation of the city. But that program's been around a long time, and certainly is something that collectively that. We fight hard for when we make go back to D.C. and do our lobbying.
Caller, still there?
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You bet.
All right.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Jinx, you owe me a Coke, Ron. Again, if anybody has any questions, comments, 785-537-1350 is the number to call. And again, we're talking about tonight's City Commission meeting at City Hall located on Points. Again, open and free to the public if you really want to know what's up and get involved. It's easy to just go and sit down and listen, participate. That's always a good thing to do when it comes to being a good citizen of your community, is to be involved. And again, looking at this parking lot issue, it seems like it's something that's that's kind of been in the works for a while, kind of that last piece of the puzzle, if you will, when it comes to all the infrastructure improvements at the airport.
Really has. Actually, you know, with the original design that Commissioner Dodson referenced early on to create over 900 spaces with the design of the new terminal was going to totally rearrange the infrastructure there and was going to create a ring road after you came in. And so we, you know, the estimates of that were much, much higher to be able to do that and the phasing over time. And so we really kind of stepped back and re-looked at that. The original entry road is in very good condition. And so we said, well, let's take a look at a plan that allows us to improve what we have and utilize that infrastructure that we have. And so that's really what we've this secondary process has yielded in creating some temporary parking and then deciding to make that permanent instead of putting it back to green space. So I think we have spent a good deal of time. The airport board has been involved in looking at the options, and I think at least for the near term and for the next couple of decades, I think this plan will serve us well.
And does this plan, whatever the cost ultimately may be, is this exempted from the tax lid, or would this fall within the tax lid?
It would be exempted. It's a debt service project, yeah, under the current tax lid.
Well, that's just true. Things can change. You never know. Absolutely. Always things can be different out at Topeka. Let's go ahead and take our second break, and we'll come back and talk about some other items in tonight's City Commission meeting. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.